Today is the Feast of St. Andrew, and as is tradition, Pope Benedict has written a message to the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I of Constantinople. The message was delivered during the course of a visit to Istanbul by Cardinal Walter Kasper, President of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. Charles Collins has this report.
In his letter, Pope Benedict highlighted the work of the Joint International Commission for Theological Dialogue, which held its 11th plenary session in Cyprus last month. He said the theme of the plenary session, the role of the Bishop of Rome and the communion of the Church in the first millennium, is complex. The Pope said the subject will require extensive study and patient dialogue if we're to aspire to a shared integration of the traditions of East and West. He said the Catholic Church understands the Petri ministry as a gift of the Lord to His Church and should not be interpreted in the perspective of power, but within an ecclesiology of communion, as a service to unity in truth and charity. He quoted St. Ignatius of Antioch, who said in the 2nd century that the bishop of the Church of Rome presides in charity, and also mentioned St. Gregory the Great, who called the Pope the servant of the servants of God. The Holy Father then said the journey ahead on the issue is a question of seeking together, inspired by the model of the first millennium, the forms in which the ministry of the Bishop of Rome may accomplish a service of love recognized by one and all. The Pope also said that although the Catholic and Orthodox churches have not yet reached full communion, they should already offer common witness by working together in the service of humanity, especially in defending the dignity of the human person, in affirming fundamental ethical values, in promoting justice and peace, and in responding to the suffering that continues to afflict the world, particularly hunger, poverty, illiteracy, and the inequitable distribution of resources. Furthermore, he said they can work together in drawing attention to humanity's responsibility for the safeguarding of creation. Pope Benedict expressed his appreciation for the many valuable initiatives supported and encouraged by the Ecumenical Patriarch, which have borne witness to the gift of creation. I'm Charles Collins.